Blog Talk Radio.
Have you heard of passive aerobics? Now you can build muscle, burn fat, and enjoy the benefits of jogging a mile and a half in just 10 minutes. That's right, you can accomplish your fitness goals easier than you've ever dreamed. With the state-of-the-art Vibe Pro and Qi Pro fitness machines that are lightweight and small enough for any home or office, if you sit most of the day and want a great workout, or if you suffer from tight muscles from your exercise program, you will benefit from these body-balancing machines that the Hollywood stars use to feel and look great. For the best you, go to besthealthgallery.com. Best products, prices, and service, that's besthealthgallery.com. Or call 480-888-6548. 480-888-6548. Build muscle, burn fat, and enjoy the benefits of jogging a mile and a half in just 10 minutes. Call 480-888-6548. BestHealthGallery.com.
Be a part of the next big technological breakthrough. Hi, I'm William Malik, President and CEO of Aurora Tech, a.k.a. Dr. Houdini on Vortex Network News. Free energy and anti-gravity technology now being developed at Aurora Tech will change the way we live and bring about a golden age for all mankind. Our motto, simply the most advanced technology on planet Earth. To get involved with great opportunities at Aurora Tech, please check out our website, auroratech.us. That's auroratech.us. auroratech.us. And call 480-474-4388. 480-474-4388. Simply the most advanced technology on planet Earth. auroratech.us.
Latest in conspiracies, cover-ups, suppressed technology, UFOs, and extraterrestrial contact. Vortex Network News with your hosts, Aurora Light and Dr. Houdini.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. We're live from the launching pad today. And we are here to talk about some exciting things. I'm Aurora Light and Dr. Houdini. How are you today?
And good evening, Aurora. I am doing fantastic.
Yes, well, you know, we're going to talk about some breakthroughs in our technology. Some biotechnology that we've developed that we've been testing, and the results that we've been experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk a little bit about our developments and how we're
coming
along.
The best experiment is when you experiment on yourself.
Yes.
And let me tell you, folks, you know, I nicknamed our technology the water that we drink, consume. I nicknamed it holy water. And let me tell you, it is miraculous.
We are loving it. Let's talk about that holy water that we've developed.
Right.
First of all, let's talk about what it is. And then we'll talk about what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what it is it's technology that creates a restructuring of the water molecule, so it's more absorbable by the body. Am I correct?
That's correct, Aurora.
Okay. So what you notice at first is that you're cleansing. You know, you're getting rid of toxins from the body. And then you'll notice the other effects too. Like, Dr. Houdini, talk about the effects that you've noticed. I've noticed a lot of cleansing.
Uh-huh. Well, I noticed a reduction in pain, you know, joint pain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for listeners out there that have, you know, achy joints, you know, painful joints, this technology, I think it's a breakthrough. It's really going to help you out.
Because it makes what? It like lubricates your joints? Is that what you're saying?
Right. Right. You see, it does this restructuring of water, so it's much easier for the body to absorb. And as we get older, we seem to lack the ability to process or handle water. You know, you see, most people are dehydrated, right, Aurora? You talk about that all the time. You know, the elderly are dehydrated.
Well, you got two types. You got your type that is dehydrated and all shriveled up. And then you got your type that holds the sebaceous fluid and turns into the Pillsbury Doughboy. Okay? And holds so much sebaceous toxic fluid around their cells. They're not really dehydrated. They're just filled with sebaceous fluid that's trying to protect their cells from the onslaught of the allergy-producing foods that they're eating. Okay, that was kind of your condition when I met you, I would say, Dr. Houdini.
Uh-huh.
You know, you were didn't hardly eat anything, but you were a lot heavier.
Right.
And that was because your sebaceous fluid was all jacked up.
Right.
And then when you stop eating foods that are toxic, you clean your blood.
Mm-hmm.
And the KM, of course, that we talk about helps clean the blood. And then you clean it further with hydration, with water hydration. That is, you know, we're all trying to find the panacea of water that is going to be absorbed in our system. Because you've seen me, Dr. Houdini, drink a lot of water.
Right.
But that's because my body's crying for water.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really absorbing the water properly, you may not have to drink as much and you're going to get better results because you're actually utilizing the water. It's not just passing through. There has to be an electrical magnetical charge.
Uh-huh. That's a technical term, right?
Electric magnetic charge that there has to be.
Mm-hmm.
In order for a cell to absorb something from another cell, there has to be this recognition that takes place of energy that is electric and magnetic. And if that isn't there, they say that most of the time the cells will not be as receptive.
Mm-hmm.
So the cells, I feel, are more receptive to the water that's been restructured with our technology.
Right.
Because our technology makes the water more electric magnetic.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, here's the thing, though. You know, I want the listener out there to Google structured water.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, you're going to be surprised what pops up. I mean, there's been a lot of research over the years here.
Mm-hmm.
And people have been coming out with various sorts of devices.
Mm-hmm.
And Aurora Tech is no exception to that, because we are coming out, folks, with an incredible technology that you purchase that will restructure the water. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, water, when you look at the water molecule, it is a polarized molecule. Okay. And when you take a pitcher of water, pour it into a glass, okay, you know, you're basically breaking up the structure of the water, and then it reassembles as it fills the glass. Well, that's a polarized molecule, so it's going to assemble itself in these macro structures. And what we do with our technology is that we literally break apart these macro structures into simpler structures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that when you consume this water,
it's almost like
it's in a simpler structure.
More like a nanoparticle.
Right, it nanoizes the water.
Right. Nanoparticles are much more easily absorbed.
Right, exactly. So you're going to find yourself better hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this phenomena occurring in our plants. Our plants are greener, healthier, they grow faster.
Yeah.
And
they're much happier.
They seem like they carry a smile. if they're capable of doing that. And I suppose some people have done some research in that area.
Yes.
You know, about happy plants.
Yes, ours are very happy all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Since they've been exposed to our technology, they've made their happiness IQ went up 1,000 points.
Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is making this available for the consumer, all right, our technology available, and we're witnessing, observing a miraculous effects from this, from what I nicknamed holy water.
Now we're taking suggestions for our water, folks. If you want to email us a suggestion, we're going to come up with the a name for this water here soon. We're right now just kind of scouring the universe for the right name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to describe its unbelievable ability to be able to hydrate your body much better.
Right. And there's probably other health benefits.
And, of course, it'll be good for animals, plants.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's perfect for pets.
Yes.
Perfectly safe for your pets and plants.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And you'll notice the energizing effects,
mm-hmm.
okay, from this water. So now we're going to make this available to consumers.
Also, the libido effect.
Oh. Oh, you want to go there, Aurora? Is that it?
There's some good bennies.
Yeah, you get some good vibrations going there.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it has a stimulating effect on your libido, your whole, rejuvenation.
Right.
It's a rejuvenation technology, really.
Mm-hmm. And it's all done through water. I mean, there's no other chemical involved in this. No other chemistry or pharmaceuticals. You know, you can just basically chuck those in the garbage and just consume this water and observe these miraculous effects. Now, it does take a few weeks, you know, as you drink the water. And what would you recommend for that, Aurora?
Well, you know, it takes 90 days to get new blood. When people test out the KM, for mm-hmm. example, I always tell them, please give it a 90-day trial. Because at the end of the 90 days, you're going to feel way different than you did in the beginning. Now, if you do the KM and you do the biotech water,
mm-hmm.
I think you're going to be pretty excited because you're going to have the benefits of both.
Right.
Of the electromagnetic charge that's in the KM, and then you're going to have the electromagnetic charge that's in the water. And I think the two are going to work together marvelously
mm-hmm.
to have an outstanding effect on rejuvenating your cellular structure.
Right. And personally, I'm observing, and I'm going on 61, so, you know, I'm getting up there in age. And, you know, I have a few extra pains and aches, right, as you get older. But I'm telling you right now, Aurora, it's beginning to subside, and I attribute it to this water.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh. Less pains and aches, folks. So to me, this is a miracle.
Mm.
So we're going to make this available to the public,
for
our
me,
technology.
I more in my skin, more hydrated,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think that's where I notice it more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really don't have any aches and pains that aren't related to an accident that I was in. But even then, I think I've made a lot of strides since I've been on this water, rejuvenating these difficult areas of my body that were affected by an accident. So, you know, I think it's definitely had an effect on inflammation in mm-hmm. those areas that I had damaged by the accident.
Right.
You know, yeah. I think people will notice, first of all, they'll probably notice a cleanse, most people. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Aurora and I, we're not the type that runs to the doctors, you know, for the latest and greatest, you know, what they advertised on the boob tube. You know, all their drugs with all these hideous side effects.
Burn and poison.
Yeah. I mean, we do not run to the doctor for those pharmaceuticals. So Roar and I, you know, were interested in this
natural
alternative
healing, natural cure
technology.
Yeah.
The most advanced technology out there. And we have it at Aurora Tech.
We like a technology that's not cut, burn, or poison. I mean, those mm-hmm. are just not an option for us.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So we prefer, you know, a natural solution.
Absolutely.
That's not driven by the chemical or pharmaceutical industry.
Profit industry.
Right.
Yes. It's very apparent to me that most people need to take their health care into their own hands.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to really be happy.
Right.
They better pay attention to what they're doing for themselves.
Right. Exactly. So we're going to make this technology available to you, our listeners, at a very reasonable price.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
We're going to have an introductory price.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to ask for you to fill out the questionnaire and get back with us on your results, because we're going to run a little 6-month, customer study and to see what their results are in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to hear from you. We want to hear that everyone is as happy with this as we are. And boy, oh boy, we're very happy. And you can use this technology to charge up your groceries too in your refrigerator.
Oh, yes.
To keep your refrigerator, the structure of your molecular structure in your refrigerator will be affected by our technology, and it'll keep your food in a higher frequency and higher state of balance.
Well, it emits, you know, a special magnetic field that interacts with water, interacts with the food in a very beneficial way.
And all you can see is the results. You can't measure the process because it's really, it's too high of a frequency to be measured. The actual technology cannot be demonstrated in a way like that. It has to be actually observed, the results.
Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely feeling okay drinking
the water.
Just
like our plants.
Yes. And so many of you probably have pets, and you love your pet. And if you want to prolong the life of your pet, we highly recommend, you know, our products, you know, that they drink, you know, this water. And also, we're going to be coming out with our vitality pads, you know, for the consumer out there, also for your pets. And this pad will be made available. It's going to come out in two different power sizes, Aurora, regular and extra heavy duty.
Yes.
You know, it depends upon, you know, if you have nagging backaches, chronic back pain, sciatica nerve, you know, issues. It can relieve that pain. And of course, pain leads to fatigue. You know, a lot of people complain about fatigue, and it's really due to excessive pain. Mm-hmm. And our technology can help relieve that pain that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be set up as a pad you can put on your office chair. You know, a lot of people work many hours, you know, sit in front of a computer, typing away. This will help relieve that back pain, that fatigue. And also you can put it behind your seat. People making sales calls across country, you know, they have to drive from city to city. You know, those long, tedious drives.
Right.
Our technology is perfect for that.
Right.
Just put it right there on your, on the back of your seat. You know, you sit your back up against
truck
that pad.
Drivers.
Yeah, like truckers.
Truck drivers, all kinds of people have to travel the highways.
Yeah,
highways.
Making sales calls.
Yes, my son Brad, for example, he's...
Oh, he would be perfect for this.
He goes to people's homes and meets with them and goes over their plans together and
yeah.
things. And, you know, he's on the road quite a bit.
Yeah, and he'd be able to jump out of the car energized. From our technology, right from the biopad.
Yeah, he's
the
ready.
Vitality pad is what we call it.
He'll be one of our first customers.
I would think so.
So we're planning on releasing these as soon as the patent is finished, right?
Right.
So that's on your list.
That's on my list.
Aren't you glad you didn't sign up for that booth over at IUFO? Oh, you wouldn't have time to do everything.
Oh, no. Nah. No, you're right about that, Aurora.
I'm so glad you didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It was not in divine order.
Right.
Yeah, we're way too busy to spend a whole week at one of these affairs.
Mm-hmm.
We've got too much going on. We're meeting with investors. We're doing a radio show Wednesday night for our listeners to tune into.
Yes.
It's called...
It's Wolf... You can look it up on the internet, folks. It's Wolf Radio.
Okay.
And we're going to be on the air, I believe, at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
This Wednesday.
Are they archiving their shows?
You know, I don't know if the show is archived.
Huh.
You know, how this fellow, you know, does his program.
Well, email him and ask him if he can get a copy of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because he could put it up on our website. People can play it.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Make sure when you're on his show, you tell everybody about our show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sent him a copy of the email that I sent out today.
Did you send him a bio for you and I?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it should be up there. You mentioned that it'll be up there today.
Okay. Did it say anything about Vortex Network News in the bio?
I don't know.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's a real problem.
Well, you can mention it on the air.
Okay, well, could you put it in our bio, Bill?
I don't know. It might be in there.
I doubt it. With your marketing expertise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it is not. Okay.
There's no mercy here.
No, I can't have mercy. It costs mm-hmm. me too much.
So we're going to bring our product to the AeroDeath.
Okay.
And I want to mention to all our listeners that I will be giving a lecture at an upcoming conference held in Fort Worth, Texas in March. March 6th through the 9th in Fort Worth, Texas. So if you live in Fort Worth, be sure to stop by our booth and catch my lecture Wednesday at 3:45 p.m.
Be there or be nowhere.
Right. Yeah, and check out our booth because we're going to have product there.
Yes. So you're planning on having your patent done this February?
I am working on it.
You are going to have it done.
Yes.
So we can do our sales.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes, I will have it
Got to crank it.
Going.
Yep, got to crank it.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Houdini is a man who has to wear a few different hats right now. But, you know, I think it'll always be that way. Don't worry about it, right? It's not going to change.
Right.
He'll be wearing lots of hats.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
you
know, we're going to have a really cool booth, too.
You did learn a lot about patent writing, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And now you can do your own, probably.
Well, you know, our patent has been approved.
Yeah.
And I think many of our listeners know.
Well, let's see. We didn't announce that. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Our patent has been approved.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Yay.
That's Ooh. Right, Aurora.
The crowds are clapping.
We got the thumbs up from the patent office.
Yes, yes.
So we'll have Well, you know, I mentioned when we have the official release of our patent should be coming very soon here.
Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did, folks, in case you're curious, what we patented an energy management system software that you can't run the free energy without the software. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And it was brilliant on your part, Dr. Houdini.
Right.
Brilliant.
Yes, exactly. But the patent is going to show, I think, some of the electronics, software, the hardware, some a transformer. And it's going to be very interesting, I think, as a first patent.
Okay, and then our next one we're going now is the biotech patent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We have to put that together and layer it.
Well, we're going to file a provisional patent,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is going to be our first step.
And then we can layer it as time goes on more.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Get the basics all done. Yes. The applications are important.
Right.
So get all your applications done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited.
Yes, we are.
Eliza, you know, just filled with adventure.
Yes, it is. And I think that's going to be increasing here. Mm-hmm. So we're connected with the fellow here down in Tempe, mm-hmm. plastics manufacturer.
Yes, we're going to be doing some local, we're we trying to work together with some local manufacturers here.
Right.
And we're also kicking out our product ourselves right now with 3D printers.
Mm-hmm.
So we can always increase those, you know, a few more at a time as we need them.
And I will be updating the website with that information here very soon.
Very good.
Yes.
So exciting.
Preferably before the radio show this Wednesday. You know, when we
You got to get
when
all
we're
busy.
Interviewed
you're
on
get
Wolf
all
Radio.
Busy. Yes. Well, this is so exciting, and you know, I'm picturing a very bright year this year with the water product being released and our growing technology being released.
Right.
And then, of course, our vitality pads for animals and people and charging your groceries and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Yeah, it's quite a nice little lineup.
Very exciting, Aurora.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to take a short commercial break? And we'll be right back.
All right. Stay with us, folks.
Jetson world, Aurora, a Jetson world.
Well, that's the world we're working for,
mm-hmm.
to get into that Jetson realm of technology that's really been suppressed for the last 150 years.
Right. Yes, absolutely. But you know what? We're going to bring that forward. That's
everybody's,
what we're working at here.
Everybody is ready for it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been a time like today.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm going to be giving another lecture here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's going to be at the Coffee Conference, Conference on Future Energy. That's Tom Vallone's conference.
I love him.
Mm-hmm.
He put together a really good conference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he has a number of very interesting speakers, and of course, I've been invited to speak. And the title of my lecture is Developing Practical Warp Drive Engine Technology. Now, if that isn't a mouthful, I don't know what it is.
Say it one more time.
Developing Practical Warp Drive Engine Technology.
Warp
yes,
drive
bringing
engine.
Forth Star Trek.
Warp drive,
making it a reality.
Warp drive engine technology.
Right.
Okay.
And if we want to get into the technical specifics.
Do you have to put your tray up and your seat up?
Theoretically, no. No, because you create your own space-time bubble around your craft. And here you are zooming without any inertial effects.
That's
in other words, you're not thrown back in your seat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you accelerate that warp speed.
You don't spill your martini?
No. There's no inertial effects from that, Aurora. Because you have your own little bubble of space-time around your craft. You know, as you move at beyond light speed.
Well, you don't want to spill your carrot juice.
No.
It can ruin your day.
It can ruin a lot of things.
So all I'm sure of is that the craft that travels, that transverse the galactic realms, have the technology that you don't feel a thing when you're traveling aboard.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. They know exactly, you know, what space-time is and how to control it, manipulate it, how to move faster than the speed of light. They all know how to do that. And, of course, I'll be talking about it in this lecture that's coming up in July, folks, July 28th through the 29th, held in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's Tom Vallone's Conference on Future Energy. And again, the title of my lecture, Developing Practical Warp Drive Engine Technology.
And what are you speaking at the Aero Def? What are you speaking on there now?
Well, the title of that lecture is Inertial Gravitational Mass Modification for Faster Than Light Deep Space Applications. And this is an edited version of a lecture I gave last year, you know, again,
an
for Tom
updated version, I think, is what you mean to say.
Oh, yes, yes. It's going to be an updated version of what I presented last year at Tom Vallone's
Coffee.
Your latest
findings added to it.
Yes, as a matter of fact, that is true.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And, of course, that... I'll be presenting that at Tom Vallone, or no, at AeroDef.
At AeroDef.
Yeah.
You know where you're going?
Fort Worth.
If you're going at warp speed, you better know where you're going.
Well, you know, you're right about that. If you point, go that away, you better know where that away is.
Especially if you're going at warp speed.
Right.
It's very important to wind up where you want to be.
Because once you get a few light years out there, all of a sudden the star patterns change and you don't quite know
a few degrees to
where
left,
you
a few
are
degrees
at.
To the right.
Right.
You may not have gotten the latest meteor update.
Now, this researcher, now how do you navigate in deep space? Because all of a sudden the stars are not going to look the same as they did when you're on planet Earth.
Well, you have a navigational tool, much like a GPS system, that updates you on your position as you travel.
Well, here's the thing. You know, this researcher by the name of Paul LaViolette came up with a brilliant idea. And what's really interesting about this idea is that he thinks that it was engineered by extraterrestrials. In other words, some of these stars out there that are scattered around the galaxy, and he's talking about what are called pulsars, and they rotate at very specific rates. And you can use those pulsars as navigational beacons. And Paul LaViolette thinks that they were engineered stars by very advanced extraterrestrials to allow less advanced humans or other extraterrestrial races out there to navigate around the galaxy.
Well, they're telling me upstairs, my message I'm picking up is, it's like putting lights on a highway.
Mm-hmm.
It's that
yeah.
simple.
Right.
It's for travelers, yeah, to navigate.
And so what you do is that you line up these pulsars.
Okay.
That are scattered around a galaxy.
Right.
And you navigate that way because
they
have a very specific pulsing rate that you can tune into and figure out where you're at.
Yeah, you can navigate that way.
Exactly.
The navigational tools.
And it's quite brilliant.
Navigational tools.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he thinks that very advanced extraterrestrials engineered those stars for less advanced extraterrestrials to navigate around a galaxy. So there you have it. Brilliant.
It makes sense that there would be tools.
Right.
Put out there so that you're just not out there floundering.
Right. And you can do that you just go out, it's just a few light years away, and all of a sudden the star patterns will change position on you.
But if you had a computer that was like a GPS for the solar system or for our universe that we live in.
Well, here's the thing, is that,
would help.
You have to very precisely know how those stars are moving, with reference to other stars.
Right.
All right.
It'd be quite
because everything is in motion out there.
It would be a complex program.
Yeah, exactly. You would have to know the exact position. And I don't think we're quite there yet, with the astronomers knowing precisely how far something is. It's really based on theory.
Well, I'm talking about the advanced ETs. They have quite an incredible navigational system.
Oh, I would imagine they do.
Oh, yeah. They got all the movements down in computers, so they know where everything is as they're traveling into a system.
Yes.
They know exactly what's going on, where everything is.
And as far as Earth goes, I don't think we're quite there yet.
Oh, no. No, we're not quite there yet.
So if you start plugging in numbers and all these stars, you might find that, this star isn't quite that far away, or maybe it's closer than you think, and, this or that. And so we have to hone down the theory, to something more precise to where those actual stars are located and how they're moving, so you can precisely navigate.
Got it.
To a star system.
Yeah, right. Got it.
Got it.
You know what I'm wondering is when our peep go up to the space stations with the Russians. Cosmonauts?
Yeah.
Okay. And they're up there in the space stations. Do they have the technology to create an artificial gravitational field or not?
No, they're not quite there yet.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is. You figure by now we would be testing out
an artificial gravitational field.
Exactly.
At least have that.
Yeah.
That's pitiful.
Well, it is.
It really is pitiful.
And I think Trump is going to change that.
60 years later, they don't have an artificial gravitational field made for space yet.
No.
For a space platform.
No.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's been in all our science fiction movies going all the way back to the 60s.
What?
And I think even the late 50s.
What does science fiction have to do with reality?
Well, you have to realize that a lot of reality is in science fiction.
Well, that's true, but it doesn't have anything to do with technological development.
Where the issue is, Aurora.
Just because you talk about or do a comic book on it doesn't mean that it's reality.
But if we had a president that has that kind of vision,
right,
which we haven't had in a long time.
No, not at all.
Okay, not since Trump. Did you know that Trump wants to team up with Elon Musk, in this trip to Mars? He wants NASA to work with SpaceX.
Wants to
SpaceX.
Send the Bushes and the Clintons up there?
Yeah, whatever.
Send the Bushes and the Clintons over there to Mars. And let them run the joint, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think that was funny? I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's some Aurora Light humor.
Yes, it is.
I think my jokes are funnier.
Well, that's because you read about it. So space travel, it's shocking to me to think that they don't have a fake they can't create an artificial gravitational field of any level they want.
Right. And I don't think there have been any experiments done to test that out.
I don't think there
has been one.
I haven't even heard of any technology being developed in that area.
Right. Exactly. So here they are just floating around in a space station.
That's ridiculous.
Which is ridiculous. And
your muscles are going to wither and everything.
Yeah, right. Yeah, your bones break down and, you know, you get these terrible side effects.
Not to mention going potty. God.
Right.
I mean, who needs it?
I know. We should be much further along.
Brushing your teeth, that's got to be fun too, right?
Hmm.
Everything's got to be a lot of fun in a weightless environment.
Right.
I don't know.
So.
So they need a gravitational field effect.
Right.
That they can easily create and take into outer space.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's developed it.
No. But, you know, here at AuroraTech, we are developing gravitational technology,
mm-hmm.
such as the warp drive engine. And we're going to be demoing some of that technology, maybe at AeroDef. We'll see how that goes. A warp drive engine. So we'll see how that goes, folks. And, of course, I'll be talking about that this July, developing practical warp drive engine technology. So that should be quite fascinating. Did you know that we had warp drive since the 1920s? Yeah. Since the 1920s, we've had warp drive technology.
You're talking about the Wright brothers?
No. I'm talking about the Byfield-Brown effect.
Okay.
And I'll be getting into that in the lecture.
I didn't think Orville did it.
No.
And his brother, what was his name? Popcorn.
What, the Wright brothers?
Yeah, Orville, and what was his brother's name?
Popcorn. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways, those two brothers, I didn't think they had warp drive. Something told me no. Anyway, we are at a point in our history where we're about to make huge leaps.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the industrial age 120 years ago or something, 150 years ago being birthed. There's this huge leap forward that we're about to experience. And I think we will have gravitational technology and anti-gravity technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to see it very soon.
Exactly. Be brought to you by AuroraTech. Thank you very much.
And get your ticket over here, and we'll let you in our technology museum.
Mm-hmm. And also, anti-gravity technology. So that's a huge breakthrough.
Yeah.
Did you know that a precursor, to this anti-gravity technology was developed back in 1908? The year the Wright brothers became famous with the first airplane. In 1908, there was an experiment performed called the Barnett effect. And the listener can go and look it up, the Barnett effect, where this fellow by the name of Barnett took a gyroscope made out of brass, spun it up, and noticed that it produced a magnetic field. Because we know today that brass, it has, I believe, one valence electron available, so it makes it a half spin material.
Really?
Which means that it acts like an electron. And when you take this brass gyroscope and spin it up, I mean, just as the gyroscope without it turning, there's no magnetic field present. But when you start it up, this gyroscope, the rotating end of it will produce a magnetic field, which is a very important experiment because that ties in ultimately into anti-gravity.
I see.
And I'm going to get into that at this lecture that's coming up in July.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be giving another lecture. I haven't quite decided the details of it yet. Maybe like the physics of free energy, something along that line.
That's Steve.
And yeah, it's Steve's.
Better hurry up and get it to him then.
Yeah, I know. So we'll see how that goes, how that all comes together here.
But fortunately, Steve probably goes at the speed of a turtle. So.
You think so?
He might. I don't know if he's getting any faster.
Uh-huh. So we'll see how this comes along here. But I will be doing a second lecture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Dr. Houdini, the information you're bringing to the public is fantastic. And I hope everybody turns out for these events so they can learn a lot more. And we've got interesting people coming to visit us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Lots going on.
Yeah, that is true, Aurora. So we're moving at the speed of gravity, which is much faster than the speed of light. See that?
Really? Are you gravity and I'm light?
Yeah.
Bill's gravity and I'm light. I think that's why we work together so well, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're an awesome team, aren't we?
Oh, we really
are. You and I?
Yeah.
I mean, we put this whole thing together,
mm-hmm.
and we are really leading the parade. You know, we are leading the march here.
It's so exciting. Yes, it is. Everybody who's associated with us feels the excitement.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to be a part of the company or, you know, by picking up some stock for yourself while we're still doing our seed money stock, give me a call. And we'll talk about the options available. Mm-hmm. We have share still that we're issuing at $1 a share till we go to sales and decide to raise it up here to a higher level. You can still take advantage of the seed level for a short time only. So make sure you get involved while you can. And if you want to bring your friends into it or family, let me know and I'll talk to them. I'll talk to them for you and tell them what we're doing. So, and then we have investor pages and sales pages that I can teach you how to get into. Those are private pages, not available to the public. So give me a call, and the number's on the website at Aurora Tech, AuroraTech.us. That address again is AuroraTech.us. Go there and you'll see a phone number. And I'm going to give it to you right now. So take out your pencil and paper, 480-474-4388. And remember, we're broadcasting here out of Arizona. So give us a call after 9 a.m. And, if we don't pick up, please leave your name once, your phone number twice, and we will get back with you. And we appreciate hearing from you. You can also get on our contact page on our website, fill out your information there. And that's another way you can get in touch with us. So, Dr. Houdini, it's been another busy week of fun and frolic with development and experience. Coming along so quickly. I want to tell everybody how proud I am of you, how quickly you've assembled this fantastic line of products.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really are awesome at the development end of things.
Well, you know, it's all been coming together here.
Yes.
You
after
know,
the many years.
Theory behind
study.
It is sound.
After many years of study on your part.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. You know, I started this whole thing back in 97 is when I really became interested in this technology because I went to a conference that was held in Seattle Washington, Richard Hoagland and Tom Bearden. You know, Tom Bearden's one of the early pioneers, you know, in free energy and anti-gravity technology.
I went to one of his early lectures in Florida.
Oh, wasn't he something?
Yeah.
I mean, he's like a sledgehammer, right?
I didn't even know what he was talking about because I've never heard of him in any of it before, but I was drawn to go there.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, so was I, you know, at this conference. I didn't know whether to go or not. And then it was like I was being pushed upstairs.
Yeah, me
you know,
too.
To go to this event.
I had to be
you
there.
You have to be there.
And I had to be there. Isn't that odd?
Uh-huh.
And he was talking all about zero point.
Right. Yeah. And I was just blown away.
And I'm thinking, why am I listening to this for? I don't even, what good is it going to do me?
Mm-hmm.
And then years later, I meet you.
Right. When was that, Aurora? When did you go to that talk?
Oh, let me think. That must have been in the 90s.
Mm.
Yeah.
Early 90s?
I can't remember what year because I traveled
because,
so much.
See, I went to his conference, Hoagland and Bearden's conference in 97.
I can't remember what year it was because I traveled so much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the information that was presented just grabbed me.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Uh-huh. You know, to hear Tom Bearden talk about these free energy devices and anti-gravity, incredible material, and I had to find out more. And since that time, you know, back in the late 90s, the 2000 decade, you know, I put together a library, and the listener out there can check out my library. It's at intalek.com, and it's spelled intalek.com, and you'll find quite an extensive library of information I collected over many years, you know, talking about this, these sorts of things.
Do you have that button on our Aurora Tech homepage?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. It'll take you to my other research website.
Right.
And there's a lot of information.
You know,
there.
I remember after I came out of the Tom Bearden lecture that day in Florida, and somebody asked me, well, what'd you think of the lecture? And I said, I don't know. Who can prove him wrong? You know, I don't know if the guy was right or wrong or what
well, you
he
know,
was.
I come to find out that he knew one of the other pioneers in the field.
We got to say goodbye to everybody here. We're winding things up tonight, Dr. Houdini.
Well, that's right.
I want to thank you for sharing with us once again all your knowledge and interesting facts. And those of you out there who would like to get in touch with us, please do so. We love hearing from you and enjoy hearing from you all. So pick up the phone, give us a call, or email us at the contact page at Aurora Tech. And Dr. Houdini, I guess it's about time to say goodnight to everyone.
Well, that's right, Aurora.
Are you there?
That's right, Aurora. Buckle yourself in. We're taking off. We'll be back next week, folks. Have a great week.